And then there's a third story I want to ask you two about before I let you go this morning. And it is, Jim, we'll start with you on this one. It is that the DUP leader, Peter Robinson, he isn't happy that the DUP have been left out of the proposed TV election debates. He says he's going to write to the BBC and ITV and find out why his party haven't been included. Because you've got the likes of UKIP, the SNP, Plaid Cymru, the Greens. They're all going to be in the election debate. And, of course, DUP... the fourth biggest party, the fourth biggest number of MPs in Westminster, and they're not going to be in. What does that say about the UK's view of Northern Ireland?
Well, Stephen, I come on the programme to talk about recycling. I don't really want to get into the whole political arena, but I've got to say, I thought it was a ridiculous proposal that came forward yesterday from the various broadcasting media. And we all know the reason, because our Prime Minister and the leader of the Conservative Party, David Cameron, has made it quite clear that he's not prepared to get involved in these election debates unless the Green Party are involved, a party that's only one MP at Westminster. I think Peter Robinson is right, and I have no doubt that if we had a large number of MPs like the DUP at Westminster, my leader, Mike Nesbitt, would be saying exactly the same thing. This needs to be looked at. It's, I think, an oversight, but one could also say, they're just excluding
Northern
Ireland.
That's not an oversight, is it?
But they are including Wales and Scotland, but why should we be left out of the loop? I think it's a disgrace, and I hope that it will be quickly rescinded. That idea.
Malachy, do you think we should be aggrieved about this, no matter which political party we support in Northern Ireland, that we're not in there, we're not in the mix?
Well, I do. You know, I mean, it does look as if the bigwigs of the BBC and independent television sat down and thought to themselves, now, who should be on this list? Let me think, SNP, OI, Plaid Cymru. And, like, in a game of pointless, nobody even thought of Northern Ireland. You know, I mean, the fear that this is an oversight is the worst part of it, because the most, the big brains of these broadcasters didn't even think about it, you know. So I think there's an insult in that. I also think, though, that Peter Robinson does have a point, because he is in a potential position to be a partner in a coalition government, and therefore the rest of the UK are entitled to hear what that party has to say.
Hold on a second. So have a think if indeed the DUP did get in there, right? So let's envisage a situation where Peter Robinson is in there on a UK-wide televised leader debate, right?
Yeah.
Do we really think that we would hear very many UK-wide policies coming from the representative from Northern Ireland?
No, I don't think so. And I also think, by the way, that when we're talking about this, that Sinn Féin and the SDLP have a very similar case to make for being included. But no, you're right, I don't think so. And I think maybe one of the things we should be alerting the rest of the UK to is that if the DUP positions itself as a partner or a coalition partner of the Conservatives, they might end up with a Free Presbyterian Education Minister, you know, which would be a very interesting development for the wider... But it would be very interesting, aside from the effect it would have on the rest of the UK, it would be very interesting for our politicians to have to stand in a forum like that and conduct themselves like real politicians with a breadth of ideas and then get some sense themselves of how insignificant they are.
It'll be interesting to see the BBC's and ITV's response to this, because when you hear, to be fair to him, when you hear Peter Robinson saying they've got the fourth biggest number of MPs in Westminster, so why has he been left out? It's a hard enough one to answer.
It is. It's an unanswerable point. I mean, DUP could be larger than the Lib Dems in the next Parliament, you know.
Here's Len Bidopic, actually.
An absolutely valid point to make.
Len Bidopic's on this. Let us know at home, would you like to see Peter Robinson in there? 08459 555 678. I don't mean in there as in the Big Brother house. I mean in the leadership debate. The former Lib Dem MP, Len Bidopic.
Good morning to you, sir. How are you doing?
Should we just feel like we're being ignored here, Lambert? What's the BBC and ITV at?
Yeah, you are being ignored. That's exactly what's going on. And the strangest and perhaps most sobering thought, which doesn't seem to have crossed the minds of people in Westminster, is that the DUP could be kingmakers. Depending what happens at the next election, the only possible way, in my view, that the Conservatives could form another government is with some kind of a rainbow coalition, maybe with people like UKIP in there, but also the DUP. They are the fourth biggest party, and the reason they're not being included is because people think, well, that's Northern Ireland, it doesn't really count. But of course, it's just because of the Irish Sea. They're not saying that about the Scottish nationalists or the Welsh nationalists. And I've got to believe that they'll see sense on this, whether they like it or not, and start recognising the DUP actually have been part of one of the most successful, probably yeah. the most successful devolution arrangement anywhere in the UK.
But do we not almost have a separate election here? It's not about who governs the UK when people are...
It's a separate election only in as much as the fact that there's a bit of water between Liverpool and Belfast. Actually, the reality here is there's no difference in terms of principle or value between the DUP, the Scottish and Welsh nationalists, except for distance.
But the point is also, though, that if the DUP are in that debate, they will not be confronting any other party that they're electioneering against. They'll be in a very exceptional, odd position there. And they'll, you know, there'll be no other party that that will be looking around that panel and not seeing a political rival.
That's technically correct, but there's...
More than technically correct.
Yeah, it is technically correct, but there's another technical fact here as well.
Yeah.
DUP, as has already been made, would then have to address issues of United Kingdom politics. You can already see this. The SNP have only said they would vote on English issues because they've started the negotiation with the Labour Party about being coalition partners. There's the second point here. I do agree with you about the difficulty here, but there are 13 parties in Westminster. Unless you have all of them, you have to draw the line somewhere. And I think the DUP do have a legitimate reason to discuss it. Why? Because on 7th of May, if there is a hung parliament, and there quite possibly will be, the DUP will have to address UK-wide issues. So it's right for the public to know now and to get the DUP to commit now on issues they would have to vote on if they were in a coalition.
Right,
so it's not a theoretical
point. Let's pause there. We'll come back to this in a second. Right, Jim Allister, the leader of the TUV, with us this morning. Good morning to you, Jim.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Do you feel inclined to get in behind your former ally, your former mate, Peter Robinson, and say, yeah, Northern Ireland should be represented in those TV election debates?
It's not a matter of getting in behind anyone. It's quite simple. I would have thought these should have been national debates, but once the decision was taken to bring parties from some regions of the United Kingdom, then it's irresistible that you would have to have parties from all the regions of the United Kingdom. You cannot possibly say that we're going to make these, other than national debates, we're going to regionalise them with regional parties and then start picking and choosing who you'll have. So I think that there's a certain irresistible logic there. I would also say...
So Peter Robinson's right. You would support Peter Robinson. Can you say those words?
Don't be so trite. It's a principle that once the BBC and ITV decide that these aren't national debates, they're going to be debates where participants come from regional parties, then they cannot discriminate against one region, namely Northern Ireland. And that would probably bring in more than the DUP, because the SDLP have 3 seats. Even the Alliance Party have the same number of seats as the Greens. So I could see it would be hard to hold the line. Just bringing one party and others then would have justification. But maybe what your listeners don't realise is that the same body intends regional debates in Northern Ireland, and they intend to do it on a very different basis. They intend to invite the 5 leaders of the executive parties to a debate in Northern Ireland, and then they intend to have a poor man's debate for the rest of us.
Well, Jim, have a listen to the Tory MP, Crispin Blunt, who's with us this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Do you support us here in Northern Ireland being part of these TV election debates?
Well, I support everyone in the United Kingdom having, if we're going to have TV debates, you need to be able to see the main parties who are fighting for your vote. And so, but there's not much point in England us seeing DUP candidates.
Why not?
Because we're not going to be voting for them. But the complexity in Northern Ireland is you've got the Labour Party don't stand in Northern Ireland. The Conservative Party do, but they're not exactly a majority sport over there. So who then debates with the DUP spokesman in Northern Ireland is complex.
But if the DUP may be influential, given the amount of MPs they have, if the election is close next time, why should people throughout the UK not have a chance to hear what the DUP stand for? And indeed, why would Plaid Cymru be in there? The Plaid Cymru be in there, and the DUP not?
Well, I agree with you. That's where we're getting into a real muddle now, with saying that the SNP and Plaid Cymru should be part of these debates, and how you can say, sorry, forgive me,
Jim.
Yeah, well, I think he's making.
Jim Rogers. Tim Alistair, go ahead.
I think Mr. Brunt's acknowledging a similar point, that once you depart from the template of this being for national parties and bring in the parties of mere regions, then you cannot hold against the logic that all regions have to be participating. And I would have thought all significant parties in each of those regions. So I think the thing has become a muddle. I think it's going to be hugely unwieldy. And I really wonder about the value of it. But unless BBC and ITV adopt a consistent approach, then they're only going to bring ridicule on themselves. And I was telling you that in Northern Ireland, they anticipated a debate separate only for Northern Ireland of the five executive parties, and then what I called a poor man's debate for the rest of us. That doesn't seem to be the pattern for the national picture.
But can you really see, Jim?
No matter what way you look at this, this is all quite a muddle.
Can you really see, Jim, the general election TV debate getting into Northern Ireland issues, really? You know, parades, an Irish Language Act, the maze, flags. People throughout the rest of the UK would hardly know what we were talking about. I can tell you after a fact.
No, but I could see local parties being pressed very hard as to which national party they would support in the event of a hung parliament. I could see them being pressed on issues about trade union reform. I could see them being pressed on issues about the health service.
Yeah, but imagine an interviewer at those TV debates pushing David Cameron or Ed Miliband or anybody else about what they think about Camp Twaddell. Like, it would descend into farce, wouldn't it?
Well, I think that's the folly of the BBC heading down this road of regionalising on a national stage these debates. But that's of their making, because they decided the region of Wales, the parties of the region of Scotland should be included. But they cannot discriminate then and say, but there's one region we're not going to include, that's Northern Ireland.
And if they do, what does it say about their attitude towards Northern Ireland?
Well, I think it's a pretty poor reflection of their attitude to Northern Ireland. I think that point is undeniable as well.
It would be very interesting to know what their rationale was. You know, I mean, they did sit down and they did discuss this and they did think about it. And I suppose they were thinking to themselves, well, we want a contest in which parties are at odds with each other, are discussing issues of common interest to them. And the DUP is not going to be competing against the only other party there.
Yeah, if you think about it, UKIP stand here. They did reasonably at the EU election, didn't they?
Yeah,
David McNary from UKIP wants to speak to you this morning, Malachy, something you've said. Go ahead, David. Yeah. Morning to you.
Good morning to you. I just want to pick up on Malachy. Malachy was saying, you know, that the DUP really didn't have any opponents insofar as national parties are concerned. I just wanted to remind him UKIP will be standing in this election and they will be contesting the DUP. UKIP are a national party and they organise and are representative in all four countries in the United Kingdom. I can also tell you...
You're absolutely right, David. I mean, I do apologise.
I accept your apology.
Northern Ireland.
There's a big listenership out there. Yeah. You just might have been misled.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
Crispin Blood, can I ask you, these are UK debates for a UK parliament. It's not an English debate for an English parliament. Is that not the point?
The point is absolutely right.
David. I promise to let you come back in one second. But Crispin Blunt, that's the point. It's a UK debate for a UK parliament, and part of the UK, namely Northern Ireland, is currently being left out.
And I'm very sympathetic to that. And it would also wouldn't do the rest of the United Kingdom any harm to listen to the debate that is coming from Northern Ireland. So if there is going to be a debate in Northern Ireland, it certainly ought to be accessible to the whole of the United Kingdom. And there ought to be a way of, therefore, including those issues within the whole United Kingdom debate. But actually, the simple practicality of trying to set this up in a sensible way during the election campaign, so you deal with all of these perfectly proper interests, is just very difficult.
Well, we've moved past the stage where you can model a British political debate on an American presidential debate, which is what was done in the past debates. You had a time when you had two or three leaders and you could have like a big boxing match or whatever. Those days are over. We now have the diversification of politics in Britain.
Well, you do have two candidates to be prime minister. After this election, only David Cameron or Ed Miliband are going to be prime minister of the United Kingdom. There is no other conceivable outcome. So you can have a perfectly sensible debate between the two principal candidates to be prime minister. But beneath that, of course, you've then got to...
But David Cameron's chickened out of that, is he not?
No, absolutely not. He'd be absolutely delighted to debate Ed Miliband.
Well, he was the one who wanted the Greens involved, Chris.
No, because the issue there was...
With one MP.
The issue there was that there wasn't going to be, as far as I understand, a one-on-one debate between the two candidates to be prime minister. You're then bringing in the other parties, the Liberal Democrats, and then UKIP. And, of course, the Greens have a rock-solid argument on that basis to be included as well. And so the whole thing then starts to become...
Sorry, why is the Greens' argument rock-solid?
Because they've got a Member of Parliament. They're polling around somewhere between 8 to 10% in UK opinion polls. If you're going to have... UKIP, you've really got to have the Greens. It would just be grossly unfair on that basis.
David McNally, I told you to let you back in. Go ahead.
Thank you. You're right. It is a UK debate for a UK Parliament. I think the people in England, Scotland and Wales, they need to hear the DUP policies on national issues, especially when the DUP are thump-banging their chest saying we're going to be kingmakers.
But the DUP are trying to get the best deal, David.
Is it the Tory party or the Labour party you're going to go into coalition? I mean, after all, I think everybody in Northern Ireland knows the DUP have just adopted Tory cuts Tory-inspired budget for Northern Ireland.
And they would deny that, wouldn't they? And the DUP would say that they're trying to get the best deal for Northern Ireland.
The DUP have never got the best deal for Northern Ireland. It's always the best deal for the DUP. They will be exposed in a national debate because the questions that are going to be asked of them really are, what is your contribution to the United Kingdom? Not a selfish, narrow, what is your contribution to the DUP?
Yeah, the DUP, by the way, if you're wondering why they're not on, they're not ducking it. They're having a policy lunch today.
They might be deciding some policies then.
It would be interesting, though, Malachy, wouldn't it? And Lembit Opik, it would be interesting to ask for the DUP's position on, I don't know, quantitative easing.
It would indeed. It would be fantastic, you know. I mean, it would be. Given that the party asserts its Britishness, it would be fascinating to see it at the heart of British politics and seeing itself confronted by conceptions of Britishness and areas of British interest which it never discusses and never has any thoughts on.
What do you think will end up happening here, Lembit? Do you think the broadcasters, and this isn't just a BBC proposal, this is a proposal from the broadcasters as to how the TV debates will unfold. Do you think they'll buckle? Do you think Northern Ireland will end up being in there?
I think so. And the reason I say that is because, let's be honest about it, it's been intimated already. The only reason this is happening is because David Cameron is scared of UKIP. He wants to dilute the UKIP effect by having as many parties as he can plausibly get
on
the panel.
Won't Sinn Féin have to be in there as well, then? And Sinn Féin will have five MPs.
You can argue all of that. You can argue those. This is why.
And Ed Miliband was over talking to Sinn Féin yesterday, so maybe there's things going on there, or at least he's trying that one out.
It becomes an unholy mess because, as has already been pointed out, you either have national-only parties or you have to have just about everyone. If you have the SNP and the Welsh Nationalists, there is no defence against having at least some kind of Northern Ireland representation. And then you've got the problem you've just described. Do you have the DUP? They don't represent Sinn Féin voters and vice versa. So what's happening here is big politics in Westminster, opportunism by David Cameron, has now caused the broadcasters to kind of buckle to what he was saying, and now it's become a mess. I will be very disappointed if there's no representation at all from Northern Ireland. But the big point is, you made a joke about it, but then the DUP or whoever is in that panel discussion will have to talk about it on a UK basis. The only reason they'll be there is because they could be kingmakers. So they do have to have a policy on Trident, on nuclear power and everything else, whether they like it or not. And that could actually be quite healthy for Northern Ireland.
It could, yeah. But it'll be the longest debate of all time, and it'll be the most boring debate of all time.
I wonder what the leader...
If I may just chip in, Stephen.
Yeah.
I think the debate will be reconstructed. I think you'll have the three big hitting parties, Tory, Labour and UKIP, maybe doing a debate on their own. And then they'll have another tail-end Charlie debate with five, six, seven parties. And I think that's probably what will be structured.
Well, what would it turn the debates into if you did have, I don't know, seven or eight different parties in those debates? It would change the whole nature of the debate. It might actually put the leadership debates in jeopardy.
It would confuse things totally. Well, if you have eight people, Question Time's got five people.
Yeah, it's a mess.
That kind of works. If you have eight people, it's just not going to make sense. And that's actually the problem. You cannot have a serious debate. You know yourself, Steve, if you've got eight people contributing to this discussion, the public will get completely
lost.
Yeah,
there's far too many of you in this debate alone.
I'm sure they understand this with perfect clarity. Don't patronise the listener.
Lindsay's on this. Morning, Lindsay.
Stephen, thanks for having me on. I would like to congratulate Jim Allister. He spoke he's a great orator. My issue would be there are people from England who have come over here, friends of mine, have this mindset that it's either them or us. There are only the two parties because that is what's fed dripping through the press in the mainland, England, Scotland and Wales. It's them against us. It's far from it. And things are changing.
You see, you know what so struck me? Here I am this morning talking about the DUP because they do have the fourth biggest amount of MPs in Westminster, right?
Yes.
But why shouldn't, for example, the Alliance Party, the SDLP, why shouldn't they also be saying, hold on a minute, we want to be in there too? Because if Plaid Cymru are in there, if the Greens are in there with one MP, then why would someone favour the Greens as opposed to the SDLP, Sinn Féin, or indeed the Alliance Party? And then, Malachy, if they're all insisting on being in there, what excuse is being given for keeping them out?
Well, that's fascinating. But why is Sinn Féin not asking to be in there? Why is the SDLP not asking to be in there? Why is it that...
Well, maybe they will. Maybe they will.
Well, the issue has been a live one for 24 hours now and not a cheap item that I've seen.
I'll tell you what we'll do, because what have we got? We've got 45 minutes left of the programme. We'll go to the local political parties right now. So let's go to SDLP, Sinn Féin Alliance, and ask them if they want to be in there too.
Don't forget also, Stephen, that we have our local debates. UTV and BBC Northern Ireland will be doing the local debates for the local aspect of the Westminster elections. And if you're talking about unfairness, UKIP aren't going to get a look in on those because we're such a small party in Northern Ireland, supposedly. So, you know, it's working in Northern Ireland. I don't hear Peter Robison saying for the Northern Ireland debates, I think, in fairness, UKIP should be in, or indeed the Green Party. So in Northern Ireland, the smaller parties are totally squeezed out. And I know that because our people have been in talks with the BBC and UTV are setting up these debates at the moment.
The reality is that politics is a messy business. There will always be some injustice. And you just can accept that to an extent. But the fundamental point here is there are only two real measures, only two criteria. Number one, are the regional parties going to be included at all? Such as Scottish National Party and so on, then Northern Ireland has to have some kind of representation. I offer a problem without a solution. And the second thing is, if there's a party that might be a kingmaker after the election, such as the DUP, then they've got a legitimate right to tell the country now, the whole of the UK, what they would do in that situation. They may have to man up to stuff they haven't discussed before, but that's the nature of debate. So it's a messy business. SDLP probably won't be kingmakers in that sense. They might be, but it's unlikely. But that's where you have to make...
Well, we're going to contact those parties. We are contacting them right now, and we'll see what their position is as to whether they're insisting on being part of this leadership debate as well. OK, listen, thank you very much indeed. Thank you. Morning to you all.